when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of دعاء.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ ابْنَ مَرْجَانَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ ابْنَ سَعَدٍ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرًا.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ ابْنَ مَرْجَانَهُ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ ابْنَ سَعْدٍ. May Allah distance from his mercy the product of Marjana, and may Allah distance from his mercy Umar ibn Sa'd. Now, in the previous episode, we started our discussion over who truly Umar ibn Sa'd was, and we said that in his heart there was an inner struggle between the forces of evil and the forces of Allah, the forces of belief and disbelief. And he yielded to the forces of disbelief, and this facilitated his eternal damnation. One of the things history tells us about him is that when Ibn Ziyad ordered Umar ibn Sa'd to take charge of the army against Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he was really hesitant. He didn't know whether to accept this responsibility or not, whether to stand against his Imam or not. But when he was told that if he were to reject this, then the governorship of Ray, or today's Tehran, would be taken away from him, the forces of evil gave him no respite. He sought for some time to think over and consult some people, and no one encouraged him to carry out this despicable deed, but he ultimately yielded. In one of the history books, we read that it is narrated, when Ibn Ziyad gathered his people, may Allah's curse be upon them, to fight against Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he said, people, who among you will take charge of slaying Hussein? And he heard no response from them. And he called Umar ibn Sa'd and said to him, Umar, I want you to take charge of the battle against Imam Hussein alayhi salam yourself. And Umar said to him, pardon me from that. And thereupon Ibn Ziyad said, I will absolve you from that, Umar, but you have to give us back the document in which we promised to give you the governorship of Ray. And when Umar heard this, he said, avail me respite this night. Ibn Ziyad said, I have given you this night to think it over. And Umar left for his house, began consulting his people, brothers, and those whom he trusted among his companions, and none of them advised him to accept the order. And finally, as we said, due to heavy intoxication of the love of the world, which is the main reason, the originating problem in this plain of Karbala, he was ready to go and fight against the purest soul of his time.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts, no matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So this Umar ibn Sa'd, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ Umar ibn Sa'd, is such a person. He was so hesitant at first, he was close to the site of belief and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but this love of this world, which is intoxicating, lured him away. On the night of Ashura, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in his overflowing mercy, and love for the salvation of literally everyone, even his enemies, Imam alayhi salam called Umar ibn Sa'd. Imam advised him to abandon the forces of evil and join his forces to attain eternal salvation. Imam alayhi salam invited him, even at that time that he had stood against the Imam for some time. But Ibn Sa'd concocted pretexts continuously until Imam alayhi salam, knowing that there was no room for transformation and charge in Ibn Sa'd, Imam cursed him. It is reflected in the history books that Imam Hussein alayhi salam at first said to Umar ibn Sa'd, O Umar, you do not fear Allah, to whom is your return? Do you fight against me, whilst you know whose son I am? Leave these people, stay with me, because that is closer for you to Allah the Exalted. And he said, I'm afraid my house will be destroyed. Imam said, this will be rebuilt for you. Umar said, I'm afraid my land may be taken. Imam responded, I will leave for you better than that. From my wealth, my own wealth in Hijaz. Umar continued, I have family, I'm afraid something might happen to them. And thereafter, Ibn Sa'd was silent and did not respond to the Imam. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam left him while he said, what is wrong with you? May Allah slaughter you in your home soon. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين